is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, April 1st, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert with our Friday 5, April Fool's edition. The five big stories of the week. Topic number 5 this week, of course, again, is Ukraine. As this week we saw President Biden make significant, alarming, possibly disastrous gaffes, and I'm not sure that's the correct word for it, regarding the situation between Russia and Ukraine that had to be walked back by administration officials, military officers, including the military command in NATO, having to walk back statements by President Biden. Most notably, his apparent statement that American soldiers would be going into Ukraine and that American troops were training Ukrainian soldiers in Poland, both of which White House sources said, no, that's not really what he meant. Oh, and by the way, he didn't really mean to say that he was advocating regime change in Russia either. There appears to be no filter in Joe Biden's head between the first thing that comes into his mind and what comes out of his mouth. We all know people like that. I have been guilty of that far too often in my life. But when you're the president of the United States, you don't have that luxury. You remember how the press treated former President Donald Trump, who needed a bit more of a filter on what he said. Generally speaking, I liked what he said, and I especially enjoyed the fact that he seemed to drive the deep state crazy. But there were times when he could have said the same thing in a way that was a little more diplomatic. Anyway, Biden not doing so, and sadly what he is doing, may lead the world into World War III. I'm beginning to believe, Sharon has said all along, that Joe Biden's role in all of this is exactly that, to lead us into a global conflict. Well, has Russia actually pulled back as they promised? NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg on Thursday was very clear on that point. He said, no, they're not withdrawing, just regrouping. For its part, Russia building a tighter relationship with China this week. Wednesday, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov paid visit to his counterpart in China, Wang Yi, for the first time since invading Ukraine. Both Russia and China working to develop closer ties in the fate of their mutual opposition to the United States and the West. India, for its part, also getting closer to Russia, has declined to criticize Vladimir Putin for the invasion of Ukraine, and this week announced a new system allowing direct payments exchanges between India and Russia in rupees and rubles, allowing for a growth in trade of Russian oil, coal, and gas to India, and in return getting agricultural products, pharmaceuticals, and so forth. The Indian economy could really benefit from these sanctions. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency this week said that the conflict is putting Ukraine's nuclear power plants in jeopardy. As we told you, Ukraine's got one of the largest nuke programs in Europe, 15 reactors at 4 different sites. But according to the Ukrainian nuclear operator Energoatom, on Thursday, it was reported Russian troops were leaving the site of Chernobyl, the ruined nuclear power plant in the north of the country, and headed towards the border with Belarus. According to this report, the Russians reportedly dug trenches in the Red Forest, which is the 4-square-mile area surrounding Chernobyl within the exclusion zone, and they received significant doses of radiation. And when the first signs of illness showed up, which happened pretty quickly, the Russian soldiers apparently panicked and began to leave. They are now apparently gone. Russia has, in fact, signed a document turning control of the plant back over to Ukraine, and Energoatom said soldiers did a good job guarding the plant. Topic number 4, he wasn't bluffing. Apparently, Vladimir Putin wasn't kidding when he said he wanted rubles for their oil exports to Western Europe. Now, German government said, we're not going to do that, began looking for ways to free itself from its dependence on Russian energy. But according to Bloomberg, Putin signed a decree Thursday saying that as of today, April 1st, any oil exports, any gas exports sent to Western Europe that isn't paid for in rubles, well, that those supplies get cut off. Now, European leaders, as we've said, making noise about freeing themselves from dependence on Russian sources of energy, but limits on what exporters can ship, infrastructure limits on what Europe can actually take in, mean that getting free of Russia's energy supplies is pretty much a pipe dream. It's really the cheapest and most logistically easy and cost-effective way for Western Europe's economies to survive. Meanwhile, Russia's ruble has rebounded President Biden took credit earlier this month for driving the value of Russia's ruble into the ground. But as you can see, over the past 3 weeks, it is back to where it was prior to the invasion. Now, it's not because of the gas for rubles scheme announced by Putin this week. Analyst Mike Shedlock explains there are really two ways that European nations can buy gas from Russia. Case number one, they buy rubles to get the oil. So a European country buys rubles from Russia's central bank and then immediately turns around and sends the rubles right back. And the Russian central bank accumulates more euros. Case number two, Russia just sells the oil directly for the euros. And the central bank accumulates exactly the same number of euros as in case number one. It's all just a shell game, semantics, whatever. The real reason that ruble has rebounded, according to Shedlock, is this. Europe has no real sanctions on Russian exports. The exclusion lists includes oil, natural gas, food, fertilizer, and all the metals that Western Europe needs for manufacturing. Basically, all of the commodities that Russia is currently exporting to Western Europe have been excluded from the sanctions, meaning they really have no effect. And with euros, Russia can turn around and buy all of the U.S. parts that it needs for machinery from China. There's no real impact to any of these sanctions. And on Thursday, the White House announced that it's easing sanctions here on Russian agricultural products, including fertilizer, which means that the fertilizer American farmers need, already seeing an increase in some places of 5 times over the cost just a year ago. The White House playing a political game here, trying not to anger American farmers who are already suffering because of higher costs of fuel. We also talked this week about whether or not all of this was contrived, because it does seem awfully convenient that Russia and Ukraine would be pushed into this conflict when between the two countries, they supply about a third of the world's wheat exports, 15% corn exports, 30% of barley exports, 15% of the world's fertilizer. And suddenly these things are all scarce, and the corporate media just reporting it is, oh no, who could have seen this coming? While all this was happening, China was stocking up on all of these commodities, plus other metals and so forth, needed to continue operating through a period of scarcity. They began doing this, according to J.P. Morgan, in 2019. Oh, yes, the year that COVID-19 interrupted the supply chains. Coincidence? You decide. Topic number three. The Washington Post finally wakes up. Hunter Biden's laptop finally caught the attention of the mainstream media over the last 2 weeks. The New York Times last week, the Washington Post, and CNN this week, both going after Hunter Biden, reporting on his financial arrangements with well-connected oligarchs inside China, connected to China's energy company, CEFC. Again, we're glad to see CNN and the Washington Post, New York Times, waking up after 18 months of slumber. You might remember in October of 2020 how the New York Post and anyone who linked to the New York Post's reports on Hunter Biden's laptop from hell were banned, deplatformed from social media. That is no longer the case. I suggest that it's because the political class in Washington is beginning to realize what a liability Joe Biden truly is. Topic number two, thought crimes. In Germany, the German government this week began prosecuting citizens for criticizing politicians. Look, that's kind of a national sport in most of the world, but many places in the West, we kind of gotten used to being able to do that without attracting police attention. But in an effort to prosecute criminal content contained in over 600 statements posted to the internet, federal criminal police in Germany raided scores of apartments and houses for incriminating evidence Tuesday, interrogated 100 people in 13 German states for allegedly posting hateful remarks against elected officials and questioning the results of the 2021 federal election. The return of your papers, please. And make no mistake, it is coming here to this side of the Atlantic sooner rather than later. Coming up, what was that last week in the sky over Houston? That's ahead on the Friday Five.
The world is plunging towards chaos as the return of our Savior draws nigh. Skywatch TV is proud to present the coming Rapture exclusive offer. When you order Terry James and Pete Garcia's new book, The Disappearing, future events that will rock the world from the Skywatch TV store. You'll also receive Jonathan Brentner's hope-filled book, The Triumph of the Redeemed, which will invigorate you with a sense of peace and victory amid the chaos that surrounds us. And you'll receive the never-before-released DVD, The Coming Judgments, where Terry James, Pete Garcia, and Jonathan Brentner team up to disclose what the Bible actually has to say about the judgments of Revelations and the imminency of the rapture. While hundreds of biblical experts point out the ever-increasing ways that individual freedoms are becoming perpetually threatened, global elites aggressively strive towards a one-world government and universal financial currency, and all accounts appear to be setting the end-time stage for fulfillment of God's prophetic word. The Disappearing, Future Events That Will Rock the World, chronicles what events are set in motion now that are driving the prophetic final act of human history, and will bring to you God's prophetic timeline in detail from this present moment. Vivid depictions of unfolding events immediately following the rapture and beyond, through planet Earth's judgment and ultimate restoration. A dramatic, eye-opening presentation of the rapture itself and what happens to children in the mysterious disappearance. Also, the new book, The Triumph of the Redeemed, is a must-have manual of hope and strength in the end times. Join Jonathan Brentner as he helps you to grasp the eternal perspective during life's painful circumstances. In this vital resource, you will develop a firm foundation regarding the return of Jesus and in other areas, such as our reception of immortal and imperishable bodies, our participation in a jubilant celebration followed by a wedding feast, our return to earth and thousand-year reign with Jesus, and our life in paradise, dwelling in the New Jerusalem and exploring the new earth. But that's not all. This incredible offer also includes the never-before-released DVD, The Coming Judgments, where Terry James and Pete Garcia delve into great detail on the seal, trumpet, and bowl judgments listed in the book of Revelation. This exclusive DVD also features Jonathan Brentner's presentation entitled Hope in the Rapture. You'll be shocked when you find out why the Thessalonians were grief-stricken regarding the rapture upon receiving the Apostle Paul's first letter, and how you can be free from this very same trap, all included in the brand new DVD, The Coming Judgments. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $65. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So while the world continues to storm, grab hold of the eternal perspective and be ready for the return of the King. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Coming Rapture exclusive offer, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one on the Friday Five this week, mysterious light in the sky over Houston. You kind of see it here, that vertical streak of light. Reports came into newsrooms in Houston from Galveston County, Montgomery County, Jefferson County, which is where Beaumont is located. Not known what caused it, ExxonMobil in Beaumont posted on Facebook it would be doing some flaring at its facilities there. So it's thought that perhaps this is a reflection of natural gas being flared from a facility in Beaumont. Other explanations include what they call a light pillar, which is an optical phenomenon when you've got light on the ground that shines up into the sky. But that usually happens during really cold weather. There are others who suggested maybe this is a UFO or a portal into another realm opening up. Personally, I'm going with, here's another shot, a little brighter. My thought is perhaps it's the angel of the Lord getting ready to do some smiting. Not that Houston is especially deserving of smiting, but, you got to start somewhere, and I think this world is just about due. Don't you? Well, we'll talk about the end of days. And transhumanism will be a very big topic in our upcoming virtual conference, The Unveiling. Transhumanism, the idea that humanity can overcome death through technology, that we shall be as gods. There are some very wealthy, very intelligent, very prominent people who believe that this is human destiny. In fact, that's one of the platforms of the World Economic Forum and its Great Reset. Their so-called Fourth Industrial Revolution is nothing less than transforming humanity into virtually omnipotent beings. Don't miss this virtual conference. It launches on the web May 13th, 12:01 a.m. Central Time here in the U.S. That's UTC-5 if you're elsewhere in the world. The video presentations will be available for 90 days. You set the schedule. Watch the ones you want in the order you want as often as you want for 90 days. Sign up now because you save $10 off the normal $95 price. It's just $85 through April 15th. The login for registration is at defenderconference.com, defenderconference.com, or just scan the QR code on your screen. We will be in Israel next spring, Sharon and I, alongside our colleagues Donna Howell and Ali Henson, and our good friend Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat. We are very excited to get back to Israel, especially in light of the recent news of the archaeological discoveries there, not just the Curse Tablet, or the Mount Ebal inscription, as they're calling it now. We've been to Joshua's altar thinking we were just within maybe a few dozen yards of where this this little artifact had been sitting for more than 3,000 years. It, you know, gives you chills. But being at that site where Joshua reconfirmed the covenant with God, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Being able to say that on the same place where Joshua said that 3,400 years ago, don't miss that opportunity. We will be there. We'll be at Gilgal Rephaim. We'll visit the newly recognized Serpent Mound of Bashan, a documentary about that coming out this fall. We've been there, well, near there. We were all looking out the other side of the Jeep because we didn't know it was there while we were there. But we're going there next March, March 19th through 30th of 2023. Find out more, the itinerary, breakdown of costs, and reserve your place for the SkyWatch TV 2023 Tour of Israel now, skywatchinisrael.com, or scan the QR code on your screen. This week on SkyWatch TV, we talk about end times prophecy. Experts Terry James, Jonathan Brentner, and Pete Garcia join Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the SkyWatch investigative team. What happens to children in the rapture? Intriguing question. Something you might have thought about. Well, don't miss this week's broadcast show. Our over-the-air programming is the schedule for the over-the-air programming is posted at skywatchtv.com. You can also just set your own schedule by adding the SkyWatch TV app to Roku and Apple TV, or by downloading our free mobile app. And that mobile app brings you all of our video content, important news, and a schedule of upcoming events right in the palm of your hand, whether it's iOS, Android, or an Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. We have links to all of those posted at skywatchtv.com for your convenience. And we thank you for watching as we keep watch. Have a blessed weekend. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is the Friday Five from SkyWatch TV.